Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rock Talk Happy Hour. My name is Mario, here with Kimberly, Britt, and Frank. This is a podcast about craft beer and music. So every podcast, we try different craft beers. We rate them, discuss them, and sometimes we learn a little bit about them, all while discussing music-related topics. Mm-hmm. Frank, what's today's music-related topic?
Today's music-related topic is earworms.
Not to be confused with earwigs.
Or earthworms.
No.
Or earthworms, yeah.
Or earplugs.
Or earplugs, yeah. Or, damn, I couldn't think of another one. That was Kim's fault. She dropped the ball. Everyone had one.
I was listening, but I couldn't.
I know. It's okay. But yeah, so.
Earworms. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They are, I mean, are they a scientific thing? I mean, there's a scientific explanation to them.
Yeah. I've actually, a lot of my report is going to be from, like, research from universities and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very scientific thing. It has to do with, without jumping ahead, it also has to do with, like, people's, like, their mental state. Like, if they have any kind of mental issues, that plays a part in how earworms affect people too. Yeah, it's it's very scientific, and it has to do with like disorders and stuff too. Okay. But anyways,
yeah, so we'll be talking science
with
music. But basically earworms are jingles that get stuck in your head.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're just in there and they don't go away.
Yeah. Q-tips don't work, finger won't work. There is a, so we'll talk about it when we get there. I don't want to jump ahead because I keep wanting to talk about it. So every episode, I know it's been a little while. Every episode, we have two little segments in the beginning. One is our little hangover segment. Mm-hmm. So we talk about things that maybe we forgot to talk about from last episode, or maybe something that just popped in our head that we like to bring up from last episode, and also to what are we drinking. So I guess we'll talk about the beers first. Let's see what everyone's drinking. Frank, are you drinking anything?
Yeah, I am. And I'm drinking one that y'all gave me a while back, it wasn't on the show, but it is making an appearance on the show tonight.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's the Estrella Galicia from Galicia, Spain. Mm-hmm. Zero alcohol, but it's good. I mean, it's a little skunky, but I think when it's like properly chilled, it's good.
All right, let's play a game. So I think I actually had your rating from this beer, even though it wasn't on the show. So,
okay.
I want you to rate it now, and I'll see if it matches what you said last time. So I'll go ahead and let you.
Well, now that I've had time with it, I guess. Let me see. One moment. So right now, as it stands, it's a 4.
It's a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, and last time you rated it not available because this was before we were doing ratings.
It is
on the chart, but I didn't realize that we didn't get a rating for it. So gave it a 4. Okay,
yeah, cool.
We'll just have to test them again in a few.
In a few months we'll try and like 200 more beers because that was it was actually our 103rd beer. we had that one, and now we're at what number are we on? I think we're like on. We're on like 340. Mm-hmm. This is 340, 341, 342. So, yeah, that was like 200 beers ago.
Wow. Okay.
Dang.
So, collectively, we've had 340 beers.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
But yeah, this one is good. It's a lager style. But again, too, like I've said, and we've talked about it before, too.
Yeah.
When the beers are a certain temperature, you can definitely, they're definitely good. And it's not to say that they don't lose flavor. I mean, some do lose flavor after a certain amount of temperature drop. Yeah. But, I think for a lot of, especially for non-alcoholic beers, if you want to get like the full taste of it, they have to be like really chilled. But I mean, that goes for pretty much any drink, non-alcoholic or with alcohol. So
yeah, the temperature definitely plays a factor in the taste.
Yeah.
This is off topic, but do y'all know how many beers Flying Saucer has?
Like 200 something?
So we beat them?
Yeah.
Hey. I'll do the research. I'll see how many beers they have on.
Yeah, that's a good question. Then we get plates. We should hang them here in your house.
Yeah. I did need something to hang on the wall.
Okay, there you go. We'll have some plates.
They're just spray painted.
With our names on them.
Yeah.
Just say beer plate. Conversation piece. Britt, what are you drinking?
So earlier I was drinking a Lone Star 24/7,
okay,
which is Lone Star's super light beer. It has 2.1% alcohol and 68 calories, which is why I was drinking it. Okay. It's, I guess like in order for them to compete with, have I had this one on the show
you
before?
You actually have, and you have rated it.
Oh, okay.
So I do have a rating here.
Oh, no.
So I'm curious to see. It was actually beer number 241. Well, on episode 21.
So I was probably pretty drunk by then.
Yeah, probably. So what do you rate? What do you rate it now? Let's see what if you match it.
I'm gonna say like a 3.
Ooh.
Did I go down?
Well, last time I guess you felt really good because you rated it a 3.7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it was colder. I'm on like the last sip and it's really warm. Oh, okay.
It's like half spit by now, right?
Yeah. And maybe it's also because I'm drinking this beer that y'all gave me, which is actually really flavorful. And so comparatively, that one just kind of is not.
Cool.
But this one is the one y'all gave me from Martin House up in Fort Worth. It is called St. Rita Margarita Sour with Strawberries. Mm-hmm. And it is, in my opinion, quite good. I really like sour beers. Mm-hmm. And this one tastes more like just a straight up strawberry sour than anything to do with margaritas
or
anything.
Let's see if, I know I should have the rating here. I want to see what yours and Kim's. That's so weird. It's not here. What the hell?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't put
it on your notebook.
Oh, yeah, I probably do. Yeah, let me see. So let's see. What do you rate it, Britt?
I'm going to say like a 4.2.
Wow. 4.2. Okay. Well, I guess I don't have
Kim's. Is that it?
That's not it? The last one on the list?
No, this is the strawberry cake one.
Oh.
You said 3.2, right, Britt?
4.2.
Oh, 4.2.
Yeah, I like sours.
Rita.
No, sometimes Kim and I don't like the same beers.
Do you
align on some things?
Yeah,
and
then
there are others we just don't.
She likes
the pickle stuff, and I don't like the pickle stuff.
What did you rate this?
I don't remember.
I don't know if we even. I think we talked about it, but we didn't rate it.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened because we both tried it, but I don't think we wrote down anything. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Kim, what are you drinking?
Frank and Britt bought me this original house wine. From Original House Wine in Walla Walla, Washington.
That's fun to say.
I was going to say that. And this is a raspberry lemonade, and it is 9% alcohol by volume, and two cans.
There's no birds in here.
No birds. is actually equal to 375 milliliter cans is equal to one 750 milliliter bottle.
What the hell's a milliliter?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand that.
Metric.
Yeah, that's, I don't understand
So I guess just two of these would be like drinking a bottle.
Probably.
So I've already had like 1.25 because I tried the other one that they brought me from the same brand. It was the Costa Rita.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that one tasted a lot more like a white wine, which I'm not a big fan of white wine.
Okay.
I'll drink it, but I'm not, I'd rather, I go more towards like the red wines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this one's good. It's a raspberry lemonade and
I like it.
Hold on.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Take another sip. That's what the show's for.
4.
4. Okay. What do you give the other one?
Oh.
Just right off the bat without tasting
like 2.9.
Oh, shit. 2.9. Okay. All right. And then mine, I rated this one a 4.2. So I'd never really seen or tried a sour IPA before, because, like, as you guys know, I'm into IPAs now.
You didn't share.
You want to taste it?
I didn't share.
Well, because I know you don't like IPAs, and I know you don't like IPAs.
Well, still, that's what we're here.
We're supposed to rate them. Hello.
Well, this was, like, our first off.
Are you new here?
Yeah, actually.
That was actually pretty good.
I pull a Frank.
Oh, yeah.
So this is sour IPA. I'll probably get another one, so if I have it on the show, I'll let Bert try it. So this is a tart and juicy sour IPA from Epic Brewing. They're, let me see, this is 5.1% ABV, so usually the IPAs are on like the 5 point something range, and this is from Denver, Colorado. That's the brewery. So yeah, I give it a 4.2. I've never had one before. I saw it at the store, and I was like, holy shit, a sour IPA. That's interesting. But the sourness takes off the punch of the bitterness that IPAs usually have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, actually, I didn't think about that. So, well, I had never tasted it before. But now that I think about it, the sour kind of knocks that off. So it might be something that you like if she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But maybe not, because I'm just kidding. She likes that.
That is true. Well, but you don't like super bitter stuff, though, right? Because I know y'all both really are see bitter. The same Mm-mm. when it comes to IPA. So y'all actually might like this one, because the sour does take the punch off.
Yeah, it's like that bitterness doesn't linger too long.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The taste of the sour.
I don't know. I like it a lot. 4.2.
Mario would have just shared it.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't think about it. just kidding. But we do have beers to share later. I do have quite a bit of beers in the fridge for us to try. Sweet. I don't know what we're going to try, but we'll figure it out.
H&B been on their game the past couple of weeks, getting new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot to choose from, and it was kind of difficult.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it was. So now, I guess we're going to go into the hangover segment, talk about things we didn't get to talk about. First thing I want to talk about, then I'll go to Frank about Mudvayne, because y'all weren't on our last episode. Me and Kim and I talked about Mudvayne. So, a couple episodes back, I had told you guys, well, you guys were there, but I told the listeners that I made a mistake recording one of our past episodes, our most recent, one of our more recent ones, and I didn't hit the record button. So when I came, so that one was kind of screwed up, right? So the last episode, which was the episode after that, which was two episodes ago with you guys, I didn't tell you guys what happened. I wanted to save it for the show. So I get home, I unpack the stuff that I need, and I'm like, okay, let me edit before I go to sleep, right? So I plug it in, and I play, and I have my headphones on, and I hook it up to the laptop, and I make sure the volume's on, and I make sure I shut down the program and reopen it so that the right driver kicks in. And I see the waves and stuff, but I hear nothing. And like, I'm like, what the hell? And I turned up the volume, and I'm like, why don't I hear anything? I'm like, don't tell me back-to-back episodes I screwed up, right? And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, nothing's working. I shut down the program, opened it again, opened the file again. File's there. I see the waves, nothing. I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. So I decide to pull the jack out, and I pull the jack out, and I hear audio. I'm like, what the hell? So I look at my headphones, and I'm like going like this about a foot down the line. It's split clean in half.
Oh.
I don't know what happened from the time we left y'all's house to the time we got home. I don't it was clean. And you guys see me. I wrap it. I put the little. And it was like just like scissors went through it.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what? So I had to order new headphones. And they didn't have the red ones that you guys have. So I ended up getting black ones. And So that's why. That's the story on why my headphones look different. And another story on how I thought another episode got screwed up. And I was freaking out. I was like, not again. and this one I thought was worse, because I didn't hear anything. But I don't know how I decided to do that. And I was like, and I showed her, and I was like, I don't know what the hell happened to my headphones. But
wow.
It wasn't the cat.
I don't know. I don't think so. It wasn't like a little nibble.
It would have looked pretty mangled if it
was. It wasn't like.
Probably would have had like nibble marks on it.
Or it would have been like. It was like a clean cut. And weird. I was like, I do not know what happened. So luckily they weren't like Beats headphones or something. I was pissed. But I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, you could probably fix it. You could splice that wire back together, I think.
I thought about it, but I'm like, man, I've done that once before. And when the wires are that thin, it just makes it harder, because a lot of this is plastic. Yeah. It's not like the thicker the wire, you probably work with it. Yeah. But with this, I'm like, fuck, I don't know. And then I'll probably have issues with like, oh, I got to hold it while I'm.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've done that before. I'm not doing that again. No. I had some Sony headphones that were like my favorite, and something happened to them, and I was like, I didn't want to get rid of them, and I kept holding the thing like right here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
So you ever seen those retractable?
Yes.
Like back in the.
I think so.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. And so like you would retract them, and they would like go together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You could like unretract them, and then the. I love those headphones, and they were Sony, and they sounded amazing. And like right here, something happened, and they got like pinched or something. And so I would have to like hold it for and then I got new headphones. But anyways, so that was my hangover. Frank, what would you like to talk what would you like to say about the Mudvayne news, because we talked about news. Mudvayne already.
Well, I know that you mentioned that they aren't planning on recording any new music, but I feel like it's going to happen. Because, Hell Yeah has put out more albums than Mudvayne has.
Excuse me,
And there was demand from Mudvayne fans to get new music, and I think the reunion is going to satisfy some of that. But I wouldn't put it past them to maybe at least release a single. at the least, you know?
Did you read the report?
No, I mean, the only thing I read was that they were just doing some four reunion shows, and that was it.
Okay, so if just to go into a little bit of details of it. So the four shows that they're doing, right? They're four festivals between September and November. Mm-hmm. It's only four shows. And those four festivals that they're doing are going to be in four different states. Mm-hmm. But the festival is owned by the same same production company, one guy. So I know you're familiar with Kevin Lyman. Yes. Kevin Lyman was the founder of like Vans Warped Tour and Taste of Chaos. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy, I forgot what his name is. He owns those, and he was the founder of those festivals.
Okay.
So since for the past few years, he's been trying to get Mudvayne on his festival because he's getting a lot of demand, like you said, from mm-hmm. fans to try to get them on. He's like, well, they're not even active. Like, we've tried. So apparently, finally, Mudvayne decided to have a they decided to get together and sit with him and some and their manager and stuff and talk about it. And yeah, so pretty much what happened was they offered him money. They said, hey, let's figure this out. And the reason why Mudvayne agreed is not only because, of course, you know, mm-hmm. they were being offered this, you know, gig, but it's also the 20th anniversary in August of LD50.
LD50, right.
That's yeah.
Right.
So I nowhere in the report that they say that, but I, Kim and I noticed that, when they released their merch online, when they released the report, mm-hmm. all the merch is from LD50 era. Like they're reselling the t-shirts from LD50 and like all this shit. Right, and I was like, well, that's why. And they're only going to, I think they're only doing it because it's to celebrate the, mm-hmm. you know, that was their debut album on a major label.
Right.
And so I think that's the only reason why they're doing it. I think it's going to be the four shows and then that's mm-hmm. it, man. If we do hear a single, honestly, I'd be surprised. It'd be cool, but I would be surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening. I don't see them sticking together. I think Chad's too busy with Hell Yeah, and I think he just likes mm-hmm. playing with them more than Mudvayne, only because I feel like it's easier for him and he has more creative
control or
not control, but you know how Mudvayne was like very off time a lot of times, like later on in their mm-hmm. discography, it wasn't so much so, but I think it's just easier for him to just, you know, play simple metal, like, and not too complicated.
I think a lot of that had to do with the rhythm section because,
oh yeah, definitely,
you know, Ryan the bassist and I forget the drummer's name too. Yeah, but they're both very like technical jazz influenced, and I think trained even musicians too. So I think that's where they got a lot of that off time stuff. But I remember listening to LD50 and thinking it wasn't like any other stuff that I had heard before at the time, because you know you had the odd time signatures mm-hmm. and also the just the overall composition of it was not like your standard.
Oh like, yeah.
5-4 note riffs.
It was abstract. Mm-hmm. It was like we just listened to it this past weekend, like all the way through, and I hadn't heard it in years. Mm-hmm. And it was very different. And we were talking too. We were having a discussion on the show, saying that do you think, since it's only four shows and it's the anniversary of LD50, do you think they're gonna go ahead and do face paint? Since like even their merch is showing off, you know, that era of Mudvayne, where it's just face paint.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like you can't do... Sorry, Frank. I feel like you can't do a reunion of that without going back and actually doing it. And like, how mm-hmm. weird would it be to just be like, barefaced?
Yeah, yeah. Right? You're right. And also, that was a signature look for them for that one album. And I think even too, right, for their second album.
Yeah, for their second album too.
They toyed a little bit with like the makeup and mm-hmm. whatnot.
I think the third album was when they finally...
just like did away with it. Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be interesting, and I mean, I don't know if they would go back to using the original face paint. Maybe like if they did like a variation to it, but also like a tribute to it.
Still, that'd be cool.
Because if you look at not comparing them to Slipknot, but if you look at the evolution of Slipknot, you know, they still have the coveralls, you still mm-hmm. have the masks, but now it's like a different variation of the mask that they once like started with.
Yeah, it just evolved with mm-hmm. each album. Yeah. I mean, and I was telling her it's only four shows. Like, come on. Like I told her if I had a chance to go to any one of those shows, I'd paint my nails black and fucking dress like the way I did just for that fucking one day, you know, just to, I was wondering, I doubt it, but I was like, are they going to play like LD50 in full? I don't think so. I think they're going to play shit from all over, but I think they're just going to celebrate LD50. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check out the merch and stuff, like the link. It's cool. It's all LD50 shit.
And also, I remember
not telling you guys. I'm telling Frank.
I remember
not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. Yeah, I'm not telling you guys to go buy merch.
Right. I remember like some of the shows they had here, particularly they would come and play at the Sunset Station quite a bit.
We saw them once, Kim and I. Well, not together, but
okay. And I only saw them once, but it was at the Live Oak.
Yeah, that's when we went. So
yeah, but
and that was the non face paint era. That was during Lost and Found. Yeah,
right. And I don't know. Like for some reason, the crowd at Sunset Station had a habit of throwing shoes at them. Yeah. And I don't know if
maybe
that was
why
like
they're not coming.
And I don't know if that was like a thing, like to like a sign of respect
like
or
like a deep like
or something
underground Mudvayne fan club.
Kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like on the chat, with message boards, it was a thread.
Yeah, there was I know Chad. I know that pissed him off after happened a few shows, but
and I remember the one show that you and I saw them at. they didn't have the face paint anymore. Mm-hmm. I think the barricade broke twice.
Yeah, they were having issues there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it was fun. It was a pretty wild, hectic, energetic show, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But it will. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, too bad they're not coming here. Like I said, one, it has to do with the owner or the founder, or whatnot. You know, he doesn't have any tours that he sponsors here in Texas. So, I mean, it would have been cool if we had found a replacement for River City Rock Fest because we knew they were going to be done with before COVID hit.
Right.
So, something about they were losing a lot of money, which I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason or not. But, anyways. Britt, that's a Slipknot. No, I'm just kidding.
None.
Have you ever seen Slipknot? Mm. I think you'd like Slipknot.
I only saw them once. It was you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was that? Freeman?
Freeman, yeah. Yeah. That shit was fun, actually. Yeah.
Seen them twice there.
Seen them twice. In general.
I don't know if I've seen Slipknot more than... No, I think I've seen them three times. Yeah. But anyways. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess we'll go into the topic, earworms. Did you guys... we'll get to it when we get in there.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to start off the thing? I do. I don't know if you wanted to start it, you want me to start it.
As far as the earworms thing, I mean, the research I did was pretty much it's all Wikipedia research.
Same. Okay, so we're gonna have kind of the same shit. I guess we'll tag team it.
Yeah. But I was thinking too. I don't know if I personally have the problem with an earworm.
Okay, we'll get into that.
I mean, I don't know because
you've never had a song stuck in your head.
I mean. Maybe for a little bit, but not over a big stretch of time.
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that because I have a theory on that.
Okay.
So what do you have off of Wiki? Do you have like the introduction part? Because I do. Okay, I'll go ahead and let you start off. Talk about what an earworm is.
Yeah. So an earworm is sometimes referred to as a brainworm, sticky music, stuck song syndrome, or involuntary musical imagery, and it's a catchy and or memorable piece of music or saying that continuously occupies a person's mind even long after it is no longer being played or spoken about.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, and since we are on the topic of music, you know, it especially if you have like a really catchy piece of music, it's going to stay with you, and there's always something about catchy music, you know, it's I think it's just it's smart composition, like the person knows how to write a good hook, and so that stuff stays with you.
And that's where popular music comes in, like if you guys don't know, because I studied music for a little while, popular music actually, like, they have a legit formula for creating pop music, and they also like find a way to specifically create a hook which is gonna hook you into, you know, like, you know, I guess get stuck in your head, I guess.
Yeah.
And kind of like trigger you into like, oh, it sounds good, especially on the chorus part. Mm-hmm. I think they started doing this like in the 50s. I think a lot of like the early 50s rock and roll stuff started off with that, where they started experimenting with that. But and then to go on a little bit, I think I don't have to read it word for word on Wikipedia, but what I had here was there was a lot of researchers that found out that songs, will get stuck in someone's head if it triggers a certain experience, triggers a certain memory, a word, a feeling. So like sometimes it's not even the whole song. Sometimes it could be like just a few words of the song, a few notes of the song, and that will trigger somebody into having that song be an earworm. And then like I have my own list. It was kind of hard for me to put a list together because I know I've had them. I know everyone has had, you know, that before, but I have my theory on, and I haven't seen any research done on this, but I have a theory on why I couldn't remember some of the songs that I had as earworms. Apparently lyrics may account for 73.7% of earworms, whereas the instrumental part will count for 7.7%. So a lot of people are going to be usually stuck singing a song. Me, I've had both happen to me. So I mean, what are y'all, what are Kim and Britt, what are y'all's experiences with earworms? Like, are you, like, have you ever had that issue where like you just had a song stuck in your head and you couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, it has happened before. I can't think of any song in particular right now, you know?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, I can't think of anything.
I kind of figured you would say that.
Like, I had a Rush
that.
Song in my head today all day, but it's because I heard it earlier, and then, you know, it just kind of stayed there, but now it's gone, so I'm fine.
Okay, what about
Where
you,
is it going to come back now?
I know, right? Now that I talked about it, I'm like, oh, there it is.
What about you, Kim?
I feel like I wake up with songs in my head.
That happens
like,
to me, too.
A lot. Like, if I don't know if it was, like, in my... going on in my dream, or like if I like subconsciously heard it at some point. But even it's like country songs or stuff that I don't listen to on the reg, and it like I wake up and that's just in my head, and I'm like, why is this song like in my head? It came out of nowhere,
right?
But I feel like it really mostly happens like upon waking, like, and then it's just there for the day.
So according to this research that they had done too on Wikipedia, I actually post the Wikipedia link in the show description. It says that women and men experience the phenomenon equally, but earworms tend to last longer for women and irritate them more than men, which is weird because I feel like I've had them like, I feel like I get them often. Sometimes it's with songs I like. Sometimes it's with songs I don't like. And that sucks, and it can happen with positive or negative music, which is what I just said right now. What else do you have on the Wikipedia portion of this? Because I have more stuff that's not Wikipedia related.
Yeah, well, just like you were saying, that earthworms can occur with positive or...
You mean earworms.
What did you say?
He said earthworms.
Oh, earthworms. Sorry. Well, earthworms are a cousin of the earworm. But yeah, earworms can occur with positive or negative music, just like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And it can happen with lyrics or without. But there are certain characteristics, like we were talking about earlier, that make a song very likely to become an earworm. And some of these are fast-paced tempos or easy-to-remember choruses. And that's one thing I was talking about is, like, you know, like knowing how to write a song that it's going to be really, really catchy and stay with you. And a lot of earworms actually tend to be like top 40 songs.
Yeah.
And that's why they keep playing them on repeat because, you know, people remember them and they keep requesting these songs and whatnot. But yeah, you know, like you said, 98% of individuals experience this type of stuff. But it's, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. And then earlier you were asking about like songs that are stuck in her head, but I was thinking like, what about, okay, maybe it's not an earworm, but there's like a little bit of something that you can't listen to a whole band's discography without thinking about that one little instant because that just made them like the signature it for you.
Like, explain.
Okay, like, for instance, anytime I hear Disturbed, I always go back to that monkey sound. And
oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And Down With the Sickness.
I guess that's a, like a fucking, I mean, I don't know. I guess that one thing made an impression on you. So now every time you hear something related to them, you're going to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that would. It sounds like it's part of the earworm definition. That what was that weird thing they had, like the something image thing? I didn't write that down because I didn't find that it applied, but it was like in the beginning of the intro.
The involuntary musical image.
It might be like a piece of something and you just associate it with that, so you it triggers you all the time,
right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, so anytime I listen to Disturbed, I'm just always gonna think about that monkey sound.
Yeah, I think we all do. So
and it became such a thing. I remember, like, even like back in the day when we'd go jam at your old house, like random people just walking down the street making that same monkey sound.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, yeah, I would do it before he would come over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was gonna do it.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. No one had cell phones to distract them. Everybody just wanted his shit.
And also too,
had it on my ringtone.
And
on your messaging, yeah. Like it's all playing in the background. Yeah. Leave a message.
I remember that. Yeah. And I don't know if this counts as an earworm, but I remember Linkin Park's. I forget the name of the song.
How ironic.
Okay, so here's the thing. I forget the name of songs.
Yeah.
But I usually call a song by like a lyric, by like a line.
Is it the One Step Closer?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what it's called.
Is it called One Step Closer?
The one.
The one. But I remember every time, like at this old job that I was working at a grocery store, it became a thing where anytime you were trying to talk over someone, they would say, "Shut up when I'm talking to you."
Oh, okay. Yeah. From there. Right. Actually, I remember. Yeah. I think my dad used to say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that was like part of the bridge and it was like really hooky and like.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the time, because no one, you know, it was new. But.
Or also, too, like, just to finish off on this little bit right here. Like stains, it's been a while.
Oh my god.
That's another one that became a little jokey. So anytime you say something, oh yeah, it's been a while, and then whoever was sitting in the group would be like, it's been a while.
And that was one of those songs that I feel like it was stuck in my head for a while. And I don't like that song. At least now I don't remember if I did then. But going into The Cure, so this is where my theory comes in. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna read this kind of quick, it's like three paragraphs. Ooh, excuse me. So this is on Wikipedia. It says scientists at Western Washington University found that engaging working memory in moderately difficult tasks, such as like doing puzzles and stuff or reading a novel, that it's an effective way of stopping an earworm and reducing their occurrence. Another publication points out that melodic music has a tendency to demonstrate repeating rhythm, which may lead to endless repetition unless a climax can be achieved to break the cycle. So basically like a song that's like, it's the same shit over and over that's, you got to find something that's out of that rhythm or out of that beat that'll kind of throw, you know, take it away, which a lot of pop music is like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Where it's the same, like it's just a loop, like literally. And it's just the lyrics changing. So then over here too, research reported in 2015 by the School of Psychology and Clinical Language Sciences at the University of Reading demonstrated that chewing gum could help by similarly blocking the subvocal rehearsal component of auditory short-term or working memory associated with generating and manipulating auditory and musical images. So basically they were saying like if you chew gum, that'll distract you from humming or singing the song and it'll help you to get it out of your head. There are also so-called cure songs or cure tunes to get the earworm out of your head. So they were saying,
are they
like,
all by The Cure?
That would have been cool if they were.
Right?
So it's crazy because they were saying apparently Happy Birthday was one of the songs of choice to, I guess because it's a short, quick song that, you know, if you sing it or whatnot, that it'll help you get that one song out of your head. Mm-hmm. Another one was God Save the Queen. Apparently that's like a very popular song that helps people. So this is like, they're like counter songs. So my theory was, there's some other research I'm going to get into later on another that has nothing to do with Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. My theory is that I was wondering why I was having such a hard time remembering songs that got stuck in my head because I know I've had the problem. Right now I'm going through and I'm like, I'm looking at my CDs and I'm like, I can't remember. And my theory is that once you cure a song from getting stuck in your head, that you become immune to it. And that you forget about it. Because I know I've had the problem and I couldn't remember. And I asked you earlier, Frank, and you said you couldn't think of any. Mm-hmm. Britt, you said you were having problems thinking of stuff too. And I'm not talking about songs that are stuck in your head now. Because like there's a song that got stuck in my head recently. And that was, I don't know why, Queen's Under Pressure. Yeah. Like just the bass line got stuck in my head. And it was like, I couldn't, you know, I just was thinking about it. But yeah, that's my theory. I don't know if I haven't seen any research done on it, but I feel like once you cure it or get it out of your head, you become immune to it. But that's just my theory. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, psychologist or nothing. But that was that. And then there's actually some interesting like things that I saw on Wikipedia that have that are tied to like media and stuff, or like in books and stuff, where they were like subject of a lot of sci-fi things, where like there was one short story or like or a book or something that had to do with like scientists that created like the perfect melody, and that melody was like caught in everyone's head, and they used it as mind control to where everybody like couldn't get it out of their head, and they were like helpless. So they used it like to take over the world and stuff. Okay. And I thought it was very interesting where like they were seeing it that way, where like earworms are like a thing that like this was going back to like the 40s or some shit, where like people were seeing that, oh, this affects people in this way. So what if we like perfect it and make like the perfect song or the perfect melody? And there was this other story of this guy who did it, and he was like testing it on himself, and he ended up putting himself in a coma, and he like died like that or something, like because he just he's all like, oh, I figured it out, like this is like the most perfect melody in the world.
Wow.
And so like he listened to it, and then like he pretty much drove himself mad listening to it. And I was like, it's pretty interesting, like this is like crazy shit. So I'm going to go into a list, and then we can start talking about songs and stuff and get into the good stuff. And then we can try a new beer.
Before you do that, I was going to ask if you came across any research regarding like jingles.
Jingles. No, I did not. But the only thing I saw was that it could be like anything, as far as like just as long as it's like repetitive or like hooky. What do you have? Do you have anything?
No, I was just curious because it seems like that's the goal of a jingle, right?
Yeah,
to get stuck so that you end up purchasing the product.
And I think that's a lot of it too, where like they'll try to perfect it to where it does get stuck in your head, and then you associate it with that one thing.
Yeah, you don't even have to like see anything. Yeah. You hear like a couple of notes and it conjures that image or that place. Yeah.
What's one that you can think of?
Like McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, yeah. Think of that. And then McDonald's right there. And then not sponsored. No. There's a bunch of them, but I can't think of any right now.
I'm sure like insurance companies, right?
That fucking... State Farm. Well, that... I was going to say that...
Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, that stuff. Too.
The Liberty Mutual.
I'm always saying that around the house. It's so catchy. I'm like, Limu, Emu.
Yeah.
And like, but we don't have Liberty Mutual, so sucks. Jokes on them.
Yeah.
So we might come across some jingles. I think there's one on the list. I'm not sure. So I'm going to go into the list and then we'll talk about it. But I strictly want to stick to rock songs. So I'm going to skip like a lot of the pop stuff so like that we can, you know, have a conversation like that.
Right.
According to research done by the American Psychological Association. So you could see a pattern here. This is all like, you know, universities and shit working on this stuff. There are certain characteristics that make a song... that make songs more likely to become earworms. Earworm songs usually have a fast-paced tempo and easy-to-remember melody. However, earworms also tend to have unusual intervals or repetitions that make them stand out from other songs, which makes sense. Earworms also tend to be played on the radio more than other songs and are usually featured at the top of the charts, which is what we were talking about earlier. It's the whole thing where the labels know what they're doing.
Of course.
And then it's funny too, where I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but we were watching something and they were talking about like Bieber or somebody, like Justin Bieber or somebody, and where they're writing like pop songs and it takes like 20 people to get in a room and write one song. One pop song.
Yeah, of course.
And not in rock bands. Like rock bands, you just have the four or five people in the band.
Well, because
or
the sometimes people who make the music actually write it also, as opposed to like the one dude who's singing.
Yeah.
Typically has no, or chick has nothing to do with the process. And they just are given the song.
Yeah. And sometimes they do, and it still takes more than
just them.
Yeah. Just them to like literally like at least 10 people to work on one song.
Yeah.
To get to the top 40.
To have the same repeating lyric.
To have the same repeating lyric and melody. And
yeah, but I guess their goal is to get into the top 40, right? As opposed to like other bands where their goal is to record like
for the
authentic,
love of like, the joy of music, not just to get popular, right?
Right.
Like, well, you know what? For conversation's sake, I'm going to go ahead and list these nine because my other list involved rock, but this one says from this same research from the American Psychological Association, the most frequently named earworms during this study were the following. I'm not sure what year this was, but I think we can pretty much date it by the songs on here. So the top nine were Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, Minogue. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Ugh.
Yeah. Somebody that I used to know by Gautier, which One Hit Wonder, right? We talked about him before.
Yeah.
Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5. Same thing. California Girls by Katy Perry. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Interesting.
Alejandro by Lady Gaga and Poker Face by Lady Gaga. So there are three Lady Gaga songs just in this top like nine list. Mm-hmm. And then two of them are rock and the rest are pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could see kind of like what's going on there. And I don't know if I've ever had... So have you had any of these songs top in this nine that I listed stuck in your head? I can say that I've had one of these stuck in my head. No, two of these.
I think, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
I had Poker Face.
But
that's the one that got poker, stuck in my head.
Okay, but for two reasons. Really.
Okay.
So for each one, they have the reason.
Yeah.
So Poker Face, because because of the South Park Cartman version.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so you have different reason. Okay.
Yeah. And then Bad Romance, because of the video. Because honestly, it's like one of the best, coolest videos I've ever seen.
Which one's that one? That's the one where she's like she poisons it, right? Like she's playing like crazy?
No. So from what I remember, it was like futuristic looking.
Okay, never mind. I'm getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Which one is that one then? Because Poker Face, I love the video for that one. That's a badass video. I really like how it's filmed and stuff.
Yeah.
What song is that?
Is it
the one that I'm thinking of? It's like she's like an actress or something, and then like she gets poisoned and... And like it's like somebody, unless I'm thinking of
Oh, is it Paparazzi?
That's the one.
Okay,
cool. Paparazzi. All right. I was feeling crazy a little bit. But no, you got it. All right,
no,
cool.
I know. It's just, you know, it's in order to get that, he has to confess that he is a closet Lady Gaga fan.
I admitted it episodes ago. That
who knows that well enough to name it unless you secretly like it and watch it.
That's so funny because I'm such a big fan of that.
But I still love you.
She also poisoned somebody in her video for Telephone.
Oh, you see, I don't like Telephone, but I'm not familiar with that video. Yeah, so like pretty much that first album, like I'm a big fan of everything after that.
But they've had a song there from that list.
Yeah,
so
me too.
What song on this list have you had, Brett? The ones that I know,
like three or four of those are Zumba songs for me.
I'm gonna guess Maroon 5.
Yep.
Moves Like Jagger. I'm gonna guess Journey, even though you hate it.
No.
Oh shit. Gautier.
Yep.
Okay, and then the third one. Oof. I want to say Bohemian Rhapsody was probably wrong.
No.
Was the third one?
Bad Romance.
Oh, Bad Romance. Okay. So Lady Gaga,
well,
there you go.
That was good. 2 out of 3.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. You know, not bad. You, Kim?
The Kylie Minogue song.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That one is super, like...
Which, is that the one with the stutter?
It's the la, la, la.
Oh, that one. Okay. I don't know what other song I was thinking about. Okay. No, that's on the fucking Rooms to Go or some shit commercial. Some commercial.
Yes, it is in a commercial now. I can't remember what it is either.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, bummer.
Maybe that's why.
It's like a... List.
Yeah.
Some designer furniture commercial,
I love that,
or whatever.
Song.
So anyways... So
the video was cool too.
I guess we'll try a...
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. So I guess we'll try a beer and then we'll go into the rock list. And then... So it's more our forte. So we'll go into that. So Kim, I'll let you pick a beer from the fridge.
Where am I getting it from? Because there's like a bazillion.
From that second shelf. From the... There's like... There's... See if you see like a fruity one in there. There's some... Yeah, just careful with that. Take your time. You could pick something interesting there. So I'm going to go ahead and go into this next list. So this is a rock list, okay? So this is from ultimateguitar.com. So they posted this list in 2020.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and post this link too on the show description so you guys can check it out. But these were the top 10 rock songs that people considered earworms that they admitted to having stuck in their head. So I'm going to start from the top. Queen, We Are the Champions. Okay. So as I go down, let me know if you've had this song stuck in your head.
Probably, yeah. I mean, at some point or other, right? It's kind of inevitable.
Okay. This one I've had stuck in my head. Kim, I don't know if you... Well, I haven't named it yet. But this next one, Europe's Final Countdown.
Yes.
I've had it stuck in my head because we would watch
Arrested Development.
Yeah. And so that song got stuck in my head. So I'm going to go down. Next one. So after I go off this list, we can try that beer. And then we'll go into the other rock list. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
I've never had that song
stuck in my head. If you ever watch Rocky.
I've seen it, and I still, I don't know. I guess it didn't affect me. Journeys, again, Don't Stop Believin's on here. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, again. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
No.
Yeah. Metallica, Enter Sandman.
No.
I have had Metallica songs stuck in my head, but I'll get to that later.
Probably.
And then Queen's We Will Rock You.
Yes.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Out of the top 10 on this list, 3 are Queen songs.
Yeah, wow.
Yet, Under Pressure's not on here. And that's the
and
one
that's
that,
got, the one that's in
that
your
got
head.
Me. Yeah. So,
you know, well, when it comes to Enter Sandman, I do have a particular, I guess, connection with that one because of an HBO show called Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And there was a sketch on there where they played a band called Titanica.
And wow, it was, that sounds like a badass band name.
And it was a spoof of Metallica, basically. And, yeah, and, you know, the whole sketch is funny. It's about this kid who, I mean, played by David Cross, who jumps into a vat of acid, but only gets burnt from like the neck down, and you just gotta look at the sketch.
I'll Google it, I guess.
But it's pretty funny, yeah. And they play a parody of Enter Sandman, and so when every time I hear Enter Sandman, I think of that sketch from Mr. Show.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty pretty messed up though.
Yeah, no,
because what happened to James? But
yeah.
I didn't. Yeah,
yeah, and so I mean, I don't think they meant it that way.
He was burned in a vat of acid? What?
Well, no. He did get burned out. You know the story, right?
No.
Okay, so was during their tour, I want to say it was...
They were opening for Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah.
It was like a joint tour or something like that?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I think it might have been Ride the Lightning. I'm not sure what tour. Mm-hmm. Or it might have been Justice for All. So they're playing on stage, and James, they had pyro, and James didn't know that he was too close to a pyro thing. The thing, and it shot him in the face.
Oh.
And it burned like half his face.
Dang.
And like they had to cancel the show and shit. Mm-hmm. And I think Axel, if I'm correct, if I remember now correctly, he was pissed off and they ended up not playing or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And like a big ass riot broke out.
Yeah. A riot happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think people, if I'm correct, mainly wanted to see Metallica. I think that was the issue.
I see.
And mm-hmm. So, yeah, James got, you could still see the scars on his face.
That
yeah.
Sucks.
But,
okay.
Luckily, like, he survived that, but he got, like, he stood right on top of that thing, and it, like, lit him up.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Like Michael Jackson's hair.
Yeah, like, yeah exactly. Yeah, that's what, this is exactly what happened. But, yes, no, so that happened. But now we have a beer to try, and then we'll go into another list, and this is going to be a top 20, and I'll tell you guys where this list came from. So this is from Three Nations, I believe. Yeah, so Three Nations. This is the brewery that makes your watermelon
sucker punch.
Yeah, it's called Sucker Punch, but it's the same thing. It's
that's why made I picked with, this one because I was like, okay, they're good like with that one. So let's see.
Yeah, so this is a salty pirate strawberry lemonade sherbet gose. So it's a gose. It might be a little bit sour. I'm not sure. So it's supposed to be salty and sweet with strawberry and lemon flavors. ABV on this is... Don't know what the ABV on this is.
Ooh, that's good.
I will look it up.
Oh my goodness. This is almost like that Sucker Punch one, but not as sour.
No, this one's really
or not
sweet.
As
like sweet, but
flavorful.
Not too sweet.
Like it seems like it's, I don't know, like it's a watered down version of it, but it's still good. Taste
okay.
it.
Yeah, I'm really going to taste it. Okay, this
taste
is from
it.
Carrollton,
taste
Texas.
It. Taste it.
Carrollton, okay. Yeah.
Ooh, it's good. I like the
mm-hmm.
the aftertaste is pretty good too.
How many of those do y'all have?
Oh, we only have one, unfortunately. No, this is good. okay, well, I guess I'll start with Kim. Kim, what do you rate it? It has a sherbet kind of aftertaste,
yeah.
like a ice
yeah,
cream
like creaminess.
Kind of. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm surprised it doesn't have fucking lactose in it. Wait, what'd you say?
4.4.
Okay, 4.4 for Kim. Britt, what do you give it?
I was going to go probably a little higher, 4.6. It's really
4.6.
good.
4.6.
I guess because I really like that Sucker Punch one.
Uh-huh.
And to me, this is like reminiscent of it, but that other one just has like a little bit, to me, has, but it's still
that
really, sour. Really good.
I'm going to be between y'all. I'm going to go like 4.5.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's like
a really
it.
Good beer.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't have anything weird that's popping out.
It reminds me a little bit of the Melon Cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I want one of those.
I know, me too.
Yeah, we got to go to Total Wine. Total Wine has a whole bunch of those. All right, so that was a good beer, and then we'll try another one, I guess,
and after this, because we split it. The cucumber, the red bud.
Yeah, oh, I know. I checked recently, and they only had the raspberry and the regular Berliner Weiss, but no cucumber yet.
Boo.
Seasonal, I think, so.
Yeah, I think so.
We do have the Dos Equis cucumber, and that one was all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't think it was one of the bad ones. All right, guys, so you ready for the last list, and then we'll talk about other songs that we maybe might have gotten stuck in
our head? Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So if you guys want to try and see if any of these songs that stuck in your head, I already started a playlist. I'll finish this tonight. It's on Spotify. It's our Spotify playlist. You can find it on rocktalkhappyhourpod.com. You can also find our Spotify link to our podcast and all the other stuff like Untapped and stuff. So go ahead and listen to those songs and see what happens to you. So this next list is from NME.com, and this was actually published in 2016. But this was again from another university. So scientists at the University of St. Andrew have named the top 20 official earworms in a study as to what makes songs addictive. They named the ultimate earworm and explain what makes songs addictive. I don't know why that's written twice, but it just said it twice. So they basically did this. They named the top 20, and then they kind of broke down the five things that make a song addictive when it came to this list or earwormy. The five components are surprise, predictability, rhythmic repetition, melodic potency. Sounds like fucking Jeopardy. Receptiveness. Yeah, I thought that was a C. I thought it said receptiveness. I was like, what the hell is that? Receptiveness. And that's basically how the listener feels about the song. So like we were talking about earlier, anything that triggers you specifically.
Yeah.
It's interesting that surprise and repetition are both on there. Like, aren't they kind of, or predictability rather. It was surprise and predictability. Like, if you can predict it, it's not a surprise.
I think it's, like, one or the other, but, like, it's part of, you know what I mean? Like, it can either be, and it'll surprise you, but if
it's repetitive, or if it's not, predictable. It's,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
These are university guys, okay? I'm not a fucking professor. So we'll email these guys and be like, what the fuck did y'all mean? Yeah, you're right. So I'll find out. I'll get the contacts. Actually,
I'd like to see their data.
I have names. What's this guy's name? His name is, I had his name here. Oh, his name is Bede Williams, so you can email him.
Okay.
Bede Williams at, what did I say the name
St. Andrews.
StAndrewsUniversity.com. Okay, anyways, so here are the 20 songs.
We'll get him on as a guest.
Yeah, we'll have him on as a guest. So here, they had 20 songs, and this actually, a majority of it is rock, but you have some fucking pop in here. Okay. I was trying to find the word, but
right.
So I'm gonna start with number 20, and then we're gonna work our way down. And then if you guys have any thoughts, y'all just jump in, cut me off, and tell me what y'all think about this. Number 20 is Culture Club, Karma Chameleon.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, definitely.
Have you ever had it stuck in your head?
Of course.
No.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I haven't.
How? I mean, I found myself repeating the melody, but it's never like gotten stuck in my head.
Okay, well, what about this? Not a particular song or piece of song, but anytime I hear a chorus effect, I automatically think the 80s.
Yeah, no, that's the same thing. That's that imaging thing that you were... I think it's the same shit. Like, you're associating it with something, so yeah.
So yeah, it's not necessarily like a piece of music. It's just when I hear a particular sound, I just think of a whole genre.
Well, it's funny when you say that, because when I think of chorus, I think of like Van Halen for some reason. Like, like stadium rock, arena rock, that's what I think of. Number 19, I fucking hate this song. Megan Trainor's All About That Bass.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Crazy repetitive, but it's a pop song. It probably took 30 people to write it. Now this one, Kim, I don't know. Kim might have thoughts on this one. Number 18 is Rocky Horror Show, Time Warp.
Okay.
So that's number 18. So I don't know what you guys have on.
Also
that.
A Zumba song for me.
So have you ever had that song? Have you ever had that song stuck in your head?
Well, yeah, probably.
Did y'all do it for Halloween or something?
My mom gets that song stuck in
her
head.
Yeah. Okay. You, Kim, you ever had issues with that song? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go on then. Number 17.
It's not that from that movie. It's not that song that gets stuck in my head. There's
which one
song.
Is it?
I'm not familiar with the song, so you guys would discuss.
The Damn It, Janet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That sounds catchy already. I'm just gonna say the name of the song over and over.
Yeah.
Be saying Damn It, Janet all day tomorrow.
Or the one at the end with I don't know. You have to see it.
I need to see it.
The brother and sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, it's not that one. I don't know. I have to think about
it. Yeah, because I've never seen this movie. I have to think of
the Well, you know, going back to the whole imagery thing, every time, I don't know, every time I hear Culture Club, I just think of The Wedding Singer.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but not Karma Chameleon, right?
Not Karma Chameleon. It's that Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
That's right.
Okay.
So every time I hear that song, I just think of The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. That kind of, well, every time I hear Billy Idol, I think of this Wedding Singer, too.
And every
time
I hear Spandau Ballet, right? Also, the song he sings at the very end when the new guy is the wedding singer.
What's his name?
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah. He sings that song, True. And that one.
Planet Hot Dog. Sorry.
We need to watch that, y'all.
I know, I want to watch it. Mara's never seen it, so we have to watch it. When stuff starts getting back in like community theater and stuff, when like, I don't remember who used to put it on, like the Josephine, they used to put it on a lot, or like somewhere else. And,
or
like,
even
you
if you
go,
just go see it
and it's
at, like
interactive.
Draft House, I don't know Draft House shows.
Yeah, even that.
But Draft House would like have people like there.
Yeah, they'll
too.
Be acting it out in front of
you. You get like a goodie bag of like stuff that like goes with the movie. You like have cards and like
and toast.
And toast.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you will.
We used to go, my mom, my Aunt Helen, like everybody, we used to go like around Halloween time when like the local theater were like putting it on. We would, it was like every year we had to go. That was like our thing.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay. I got to see that movie. Number 17, Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby.
Ruby.
Do I know that one?
I know that one gets stuck in my dad's head because my stepmom's name is Ruby. So I know he like.
How does that song go? I wish I would have connected my phone for this episode.
I just said it for you.
I know, but I'm trying to remember if I know it. Like,
oh my goodness.
Anyways,
I don't think I know.
We'll keep going.
Really? Maybe. Guys? I don't know.
We can't play
it. Maybe.
It
doesn't come to mind. All I think of is Ruby Soho. But Rancid.
Yeah, that's the one that I was thinking of, too. Number 16. This one has gotten stuck in my head, I feel. Michael Jackson's Beat It. Mm. Only because the riff in the beginning.
But for me, it's Eat It.
That's the one with the Van Halen, right?
Yeah.
Van Halen's on that one. 15. I've had this one stuck in my head. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Really?
I said it in the beginning of the episode, it doesn't mean I like these songs.
I didn't say you liked it. Just that's shocking.
Yeah,
to me.
That song got stuck in my head.
Yeah.
It is a catchy song.
It is a catchy song. Next one on the list, number 14. Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk.
Oh, that one's
maybe
good.
I don't know what song that is.
Maybe not so
Uptown
much
Funk You Up.
Mark
Uptown
Ronson.
Funk You Up.
Yeah, with
it's Mark
Bruno
Ronson
Mars.
And Bruno
oh,
Mars.
With
yeah,
Bruno
yeah.
Mars. Okay, I was associating. Okay, Mark. Yeah, no, that is a good song. I don't know if I've had it stuck in my head, but I've caught myself singing it because I remember my brother used to sing it. 13 is for you, Journey. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, just for me, huh?
Yeah. Number 12, y'all about to get Rickrolled. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, probably.
Have you ever had that song stuck in your head?
Yes. Yes. Because I think about getting Rickrolled. I don't know why.
Like, she like, you she, wake up, she wakes up and that was her dream. Worried. I got Rickrolled again.
No, like I think about it, like if I want to watch it, because I watch a lot of YouTube. Yeah. So if I like watch it, I always think like that
like,
thought
shit,
always
the next ad's
going
to be
gonna
Rick Astley.
Not that I'm going to get Rickrolled, but like that it was a thing.
Oh my god,
it was a thing.
And see, something triggers it, me watching a YouTube video
triggers
like
your
triggers
trauma
me,
from
like oh remember when that was big
that I was remember
and then I start thinking about the song.
I remember there was some presidential or some political thing going on, and somebody was running for some position and the intern actually wrote like a Rick Rowe in the guy's like speech.
Yeah, I think and, that sounds right.
And the guy didn't realize it. And I think he did that because he was just like working hard and like getting underpaid and stuff. And so like he wrote that in there. And so he
that's great.
He ended up Rick Rolling the whole audience. And I think after that, like the dude just like dropped out of the race.
Wow.
I would have
and
that
writer, the speech writer got fired.
I would have used that and I would have reached out to Rick Astley himself and be like, will you come with me on my campaign? On my campaign trail.
No, people would have wrote Rick Astley in for president.
Hell yeah.
They would have wrote him in. Number 11, I think I remember this one got stuck in my head. And that was Psy's Gangnam Style. You guys remember that song?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that
probably.
One. Next one, this is probably for Frank. Number 10, Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please tell me Barbie Girl's on the list.
Oh, shit, it's not, but that is one I feel like I've had stuck in my head. Number nine, this is a weird one, but Jingle Bells. And you know what? This comes back to, I don't know what episode it was, but you guys remember we were talking about the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And I was talking about the squirt, squirt song, and I couldn't remember who the fuck. Y'all were looking at me like that. So I ended up finding out, and again, I forgot who it was.
The squirt,
and that
squirt
fucking
song?
Christmas song got stuck in my head.
Tell me about the one, the Winter Wonderland.
The marshmallow wonder. Okay, but then there was another one, and I remember we played it, we were having a walk or something. I ended up pulling out on my phone, and I played it. And, it's about, this girl singing, and she sounds like a little kid, and she's talking about, like, having a water gun, and then, like, she'll stop, and then the song, she'll go, like, squirt, squirt, and then, like, she keeps on, like, with the song. Yeah, it got stuck in my head, because...
If any Jingle Bells is going to be stuck in my head, it's going to be Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
That one would be more stuck in my head. Those don't affect me. It's the marshmallow one, and then that squirt, squirt one that I never remember, but... This has to do with
just plain old Jingle Bells.
It's these weird ones. And you guys know, like I said, I worked retail, so I heard this shit for like 3 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Which would be July, November, and December. 3 months of Christmas music, which was hell.
I get that. When I used to work in a movie theater a long time ago, and we had, there was just like a disc changer upstairs in the booth that like projected the music down into the lobby and into the theaters when the movies weren't started yet. And they had these CDs that were made specifically for the theater. They were called movie tunes. And it was like songs from movies that were popular at the time. And because movies used to stay in the theater for a lot longer back then, you know, they weren't like,
imagine hearing Titanic.
Yeah. Oh God, no.
Celine Dion.
But the one that I remember that was always stuck in my head is that song we've actually talked about before on the show. The Girl You'll Be a Woman Soon, that cover of a Neil Diamond song. And I can't remember the artist, but you mentioned it.
Girl, You'll Be a...
I did?
I thought you did, because we brought it up and we talked about that it was a cover. It's on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. I don't know.
I forget the artist, though.
You brought the artist up, and then we talked about it being a Neil Diamond cover.
You know what? I'll let you Google
that.
While I... You know what? No, I'll wait. I'll drink some beer.
Well, it's worth it. It was on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, and so it was always being played in our...
You know, the same thing happened to me. I used to work at Journeys, and they used to have a CD, and it was just like for that month, like songs that were like popular, but like for the shoe store.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that was popular at that time was Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out.
Okay.
And because that song had just came out.
Yeah.
For like, it was like on a loop, like because it only had like 20 songs. So on any shift, I would hear that song like, I don't know how many fucking times.
Yes.
So that song, and it's a good song though, but it got stuck in my head and it was
crazy.
I think
I found the artist. It's a Urge Overkill.
Oh, and did we not talk about that one?
No.
Dang it, what the hell? Did we talk about some other Neil Diamond cover?
Yeah, we did. We talked about Cinnamon Girl.
Cinnamon Girl is
Neil
Young.
Does he only sing song about girls? Okay.
Different Neil.
Well, there's too many Neils.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Okay, not so.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, Urge Overkill's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Yeah.
I'll add that on there.
And I'll add Franz Ferdinand.
And I feel pretty certain it's a Neil Diamond cover, not a Neil Young cover.
Frank, Britt, have you ever had a song stuck in your head because of work? Like we just had.
Because of work. Yes. And it's going back to Christmas music. It's Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh, what the
Okay. Write that down. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kim?
No. Okay. And I've never worked like retail or anything like that.
But like like at the salon, you never got stuck like listening to something and then you're like, fuck, like someone's listening to this shit.
Well, we'd get stuck listening to stuff, but not, it wouldn't ever get stuck in my head. I'd just be like, this shit again.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we'd listen to the radio, the actual radio. And so you knew what time it was depending by what song it was playing.
Oh,
so you're like, and then we listen to the station that plays the national anthem at 12 o'clock every day. Like, so in this year, the national anthem, it's 12 o'clock. Like, it's
familiar.
Yeah. I never really had a song stuck in my head because at that point, you just tune it out. Like, you're too busy working on hair and stuff. And
that's true.
You don't hear it anymore.
I guess another one that got stuck in my head because of also working retail. A lot of the songs I didn't mind, but there were some that really just like, meh. It was one of them for me was Ashley Simpson's Out of My Head.
Oh, how ironic.
Right.
Out of my head, but it's stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
That was another one.
Actually, one of her songs got stuck in my head, too. I think it was her. Let me see. Oh, what the fuck is the name of that song? Shit, I'm going to have to Google it. It's like she spells love in that song.
Oh.
I think that's her. Is it?
It's L-O-V-E.
Yeah, yeah. L-O-V-E, right? Yeah. That song got stuck in my head. Like, damn, that's
not Ashley Simpson. Those aren't even Ashley Simpson songs that would be stuck in my head, actually. There's another one.
Okay. Okay, so, I'm not familiar with Ashley Simpson, so I couldn't tell you that was her because I just remembered the song lyrics. And then on top of that, it wasn't even like the original version. It was like a remix version.
Yeah.
It was this DJ. Actually, he's still active. DJ Sticky Boots.
DJ Sticky Boobs?
Sticky Boots. That would have been worse. Where was I?
Damn, now I want to listen to Ashley Simpson.
No, I don't want to listen to Ashley Simpson. Okay, so number 8 is going to be Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. I've never had that song stuck in my head.
No.
No.
And I don't like it, but
I did have a Bon Jovi song stuck in my head recently.
What song?
The is it called Blaze of Glory or something? The Young Guns 2 theme song. Yeah. Because Frankie had never seen the Young Guns movie, and so I was like, well, we gotta watch them. So we watched them, and then that one was in there for a while.
Yeah, I can't think of that one. I hear the chorus, but
That's
I don't
all
know if that's ever got stuck in my head. Next one, again, 7, Europe, Final Countdown.
Damn.
We already discussed it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would have never guessed that if I was thinking of this list myself, but okay.
6, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Number 5, Village People, YMCA.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever...
I don't think I've ever had that just...
Really, I mean, I've sang it
really,
like
really stuck in my head.
With people like joking around, but...
Did you do the dance?
Hell no.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Number 4, The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500
yes,
Miles.
That has definitely been stuck in my head many a time.
I hate that song. I hate it.
I think it's cute.
I used to... So there was this band that used to roll around with one of the other bands that I was in like 10 years ago, something like that. And they were a pop punk band, and they covered this song, like pop punk version. So it was like... And I think that's why it got stuck in my head. But I hated it because I hated their version too.
Oh.
And so I'm not sure if they ripped off that cover from somebody else. I from what I know, they covered it themselves.
Okay.
But they just made it pop punky. And that song got stuck in my head and I hated it. Number 3, Queen, We Are the Champions. Mm-hmm. It's a good song, but I've never had it stuck in my head. It doesn't like cook me like that.
No.
It's actually one of my least favorite Queen songs.
Yeah.
2, Pharrell. I can never say his name.
Pharrell.
I can never say his name.
Pharrell.
Happy.
Pharrell.
I don't know if I've ever had that song stuck in my head. Pharrell.
Yes.
Queen.
Happy I've had that in my head.
And number 1 is Queen's We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can see why, because it fits the description of what makes a earworm, but I've never had that song stuck in my head.
Really?
Again, I keep saying like it's under pressure and it's because of that bassline. But I've never had like so 3 times we've seen Queen on these lists. And in the top 20, 3 songs were Queen.
Yeah.
But none of these affected me. So
you're impervious.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess whenever I think of Queen, for some reason, that bass line comes in my head.
Okay.
I mean, when it could be any other song or whatnot, but it's the riff to Under Pressure that always gets me. And, I hum it sometimes and shit. So I'm done with those lists. Frank, I don't know if you had any other research you wanted to share, but I wanted to get into like specific songs that we had stuck in our head so I can add to our playlist. Cause I have a small list and I can tell you like when in my time of living that I've had this song stuck in my head.
I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, like I connect songs because of other, because of other stuff.
Which is part of the definition.
You know, but there was also another one. I don't remember an artist named Duffy.
She had Mercy.
Mercy. That was another one that was like really stuck in my head.
Okay, I gotta write that down.
Yeah.
And that one gets stuck in my head too.
She was a one-hit wonder, wasn't she?
I think so.
Yes, yeah. I think I remember that song.
Do you remember that one?
Probably if I heard it. But
I should have connected my phone for this episode. You didn't. Yeah, I think she was a one-hit wonder. That's a good one, though. I remember her vaguely now.
You used to wake up in the middle of the night with VH1 on and that video would be on.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're going to say. And you were like singing the song in the middle. You want to try another beer?
Sure.
Okay. Kim, go ahead and pick another one.
There was some on the top shelf too. So I didn't know which ones you wanted.
Whichever ones look interesting, let you pick some interesting fruity looking ones. So I'm going to go down my list real quick. There was one that I hated. I don't know. Kim probably hated this song too. But it got stuck in my head. It came out in high school. And that was Fall Out Boy's Dance Dance.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I know you hate Fall Out Boy. So do I. And it was because that riff. That again, the bass line. I don't know why bass lines affect me.
Okay.
The way they do. But
you're not a bass player.
Yeah, I'm not. But, Frank, you know the bass line, right? The beginning, the doom 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 doom.
I actually
doom,
like doom, that bass line.
I don't
like the song, but the bass line
stays. I agree with you on that.
Fall Out Boy sucks.
Fall Out Boy just sucks. So, that was one of mine. This one might be a little weird to you guys, but there's actually like two or three cold songs that I've had stuck in my head. One of them, of course, partially written by a pop artist, and that was Stupid Girl.
I can't stand that one.
Yeah. That one got stuck in my head when it came out. I've also had Just Got Wicked stuck in my head before. Okay. And End of the World. Okay. Like, I've literally, I remember when I heard it, the acoustic version specifically, and I would just always sing that song. Dude, it was stuck in my head for, like, a long period of time, I remember. But, yeah, I had three cold songs that were stuck in my head. But, I mean,
well, I guess that's, related,
you won't see that on any list.
And related to cold, because Rivers Cuomo, Weezer co-wrote Stupid Girl. Mm-hmm. I guess Weezer's Buddy Holly is one that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. Mm-hmm. You've had it, so you've had that one stuck in your head
a little bit here and there. And then when Hash Pipe came out,
oh, I hate that song.
That video,
but because of the radio, I hate it.
And that video was like popular on MTV.
Yeah, dude, I remember that song and that video getting played like crazy on fucking like MTV and shit like that. So before I go on to my
it's
stupid
funny
list,
how like everybody has a different song from the artist that like gets stuck in their head.
What do you got?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills. Oh, yeah.
So, like, you had one song, he had another, and I had a totally different one. It's strange. Yeah.
And Beverly Hills was one of those two where it was like really like poppy and main, like it was very super mainstream. Yeah.
And there was another one too, that Pork and Bean song.
I remember that song. Pork and
And you mentioned Van Halen earlier, and Panama is definitely a song that sticks in my head.
See,
I like Panama.
I love Panama.
For you, that's that one, and for me, it's Ain't Talking About Love, because the beginning riff.
Yeah,
and so I'm going to put Van Halen on the list, so you had Panama, and so that's the one where I remember you had that story where you got the lyrics wrong.
I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember that episode. Okay, so we got another beer here.
Yeah, it smells good.
So this is from Slow Brewery. This is a Blood Orange Hefeweizen. So it's a bright citrus unfiltered Hefeweizen. It's brewed in San Luis Obispo, California. And it's called Cali Squeeze, 5.4% ABV. Let's give it a try.
It's nice.
It smells good.
Yeah. It smells like orange.
Ooh, you know, I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm. We had another one from this one, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. So we had one. It was a...
We actually have the cans.
What was it? A tangerine or something?
Let me see.
Oh, it was a mango one. I had the mango one. Yeah. So I had a mango. No. So they had like four different ones of these when we went to HEB. And I ended up grabbing this one and the mango one. The mango one did not taste very good. But this one, I'm going to give this one a 5.
Okay.
I mean, I love Hefeweizen. That's why I picked it. Mm-hmm. But
I'm going to go like 4.3 probably.
Okay. Britt,
it's good.
4.3. Kim, what do you give it?
Yeah, I'll say the same. 4.3.
4.3? Wow.
You see, we agree again, sometimes perfectly, and other times not so much. It's the pickle beers.
You know what? It has a hint of a perfumey kind of taste. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it like a 4.8.
I think it's because I feel like bit. I taste a lot of like rind flavor and not really like blood orange juice.
Well,
it
yeah,
just
yeah.
tastes more
it
like
It does
rind.
Say unfiltered, so they probably...
And I think that's what throws it off. I think well, if you also... Taste-
I'm sorry, go,
no, go for it.
I was just going to say, remember, Hefeweizens are really yeasty.
Yeah, that's true,
and they
true
have
too.
A lot of sediment in them because of that, so...
Yeah, that is true. It might be a slug in there. We won't know. Uh-oh. Well, I'll find out because I have the can.
It'll be in your mouth.
Another one that I've... this was back in high school. I don't remember the name of the song, but it was that Distillers song.
What?
I think Frank, I you know what song I'm talking about? You know, are you familiar with Distillers or the Distillers?
I don't think I am.
Fuck. I think it's called City of Angels.
Yeah,
I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I had that song stuck in my
Maybe
head
if
in high
I heard
school.
It.
Specifically the chorus.
Why don't you sing it?
No, I can't. I mean, I probably could. She had a raspy ass voice. Non-point, I had like 3 different songs that are stuck in my head. Taproot. I don't know if you remember, Frank, when Taproot came out with Poem.
Poem.
That song was stuck in my head like a lot, like often. Also, they had 2 other songs, and we've heard my story before about Taproot. Oh, I'm not a fan. I have 3 of their songs stuck in my head. Poem, Calling, and Again. Those are 3 songs I had stuck in my head. And I guess I can name off like 3 more. AFI, When Miss Murder came out. That one was stuck in my head. Catchy as fuck to me. 6 a.m. I hate 6 a.m. That's Nikki Sixx's band. Life is Beautiful, yeah. Their first single. I fucking hated that song.
I don't think
and it
I've
was,
heard 6 a.m. Oh, before.
Me neither.
I mean...
You've never... Dude, that song was like everywhere.
No. Really?
It even I've had actually, four different versions.
What?
I heard...
On Kiss FM?
Yes, on Kiss FM.
I never heard 6 a.m., but I heard the Brides of Destruction stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, well, I'm assuming that was better than this stuff. And then the last one, I guess, that I can talk about was I had Velvet Revolver, Slither, stuck in my head, mainly because I've been practicing that song, and that riff has gotten stuck in my head. And then also, too, the chorus gets stuck in my head, but... Those were some of my songs for different reasons. I could, and it was so hard for me to remember them. I had to think really hard, and I think it's because I was immune.
Yeah.
And also, I think we just forget, right? Unless it's the song that's stuck in your head in that moment.
See, that's what
just forget.
That's
right?
What worried me. Because I have a hard time remembering stuff, and I'm like, fuck, I'm getting old. I can't remember shit
no,
at
I
all.
No, I don't know that that's
and,
it. It's just like I wouldn't theory. Have remembered that, like, yes, I get Queen's We Will Rock You stuck in my head because it just doesn't come to mind.
It just comes and goes. Like, it's just like that on the day, like on the whim. Like, it's just like, oh, and then like a few days later, you're like, oh, it's a new song. And it's, you know.
Right.
But I think more of this case, I think earworms tend to last more than, you know, the few hours after you listen to, like, I'm talking about like days, like the songs I listed were like days where I was like, fuck, like it's in my head. Mm-hmm. I'd have to listen to it thinking it would help and it wouldn't.
Right.
It just, I fucked up. I was just making it worse on myself. So I should have sang Happy Birthday and chewed gum at the same time.
Or
possibly.
The Queen is Dead. No, what song?
Yeah, the...
No, God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen.
Yeah, the Queen is Dead. That's
a Smith song.
Yeah, so, but yeah, no, they had those two, and I was like, okay, but...
Oh, also, I'm trying a really brand new beer that I've not had before.
Yeah.
There we go. Talk about it, please.
I actually haven't had a sip, so if y'all want to, like, try some, too.
We
sure can.
Do...
We can chug.
She's like, we can chug.
Yeah, this one is... Schneiderweiss. I guess that's the name of the brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, Schneiderweiss.
Oh, it's a Weiss beer?
It's a Weiss beer, yeah. Non-alcoholic malt, and it's a Tap 3.
Hmm.
It's been going on since 1872.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've not had any yet.
I think Schneiderweiss makes Hefeweizens as well. They make other beers. It's from Germany, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, I'll leave this rating up to you, Frank. I mean, we will taste it, but me and Kim will share out of that one.
Okay.
But I'll let you rate it. Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Total Wine.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I pretty much, I've had all the selections so far there. This one was a brand new one that just... It smells like
sweet or creamy. Yeah, it smells sweet.
Mm-hmm. So let me try it. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I really like that.
Man, it's really good.
It is good.
It's kind of like, it's a little tangy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
I like the aftertaste too. It's like sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is a sweetness to it for sure.
Yeah, this one is not an obvious non-alcoholic, I think.
Yeah.
You know? That one's really good. Yeah, definitely. I give it a 6 out of 5.
You can finish that. 6 out of 5. Okay.
Dang.
All right. No, yeah. That's good. That's good. Well, that's all I had. I don't know if you guys have anything else y'all want to say before we leave. I don't know what next episode is going to be about, but we'll talk about it. I don't know. What else?
This topic was interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
You know, because at first, to begin with, I was like, I don't have any of these songs stuck in my head. But then right. We started mentioning stuff, and then I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? Maybe I do. Yeah.
So did you ever have Barbie Girl stuck in your head?
On the rag.
I mean, I don't know if
yeah.
It's a song that I like to hear, you know what I mean? But because mm-hmm. it's fun. But I don't
in
know
the
if
shower,
I've, yeah, like but I, yeah, exactly. But I don't. But I don't know if I've ever had the song stuck in my head.
I mean, I've had it stuck in my head because of like for fantasy reasons.
Wait, what? Okay.
Yeah, like I picture myself
in the music video,
Rock Talk Happy Hour
with plastic hair.
So, like, I picture myself
Rock Talk Happy Hour after dark, after hours. After hours,
you picture yourself how now?
I picture myself in Germany driving on the Autobahn, like in a red Porsche, and just like blasting that song and just like fist pumping the whole time that I'm like driving.
I think
okay. All right. So not Kraftwerk or.
No, I mean, even though they're not German.
No, but...
But still.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Because I think, what, they're Belgian
or something? Not Rammstein. You don't envision yourself listening to Rammstein down the Autobahn.
No, it just makes me want to, like, punch people. But.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't take them to the concert.
I know, right? Like, we'll skip a seat.
Yeah, I know, right? Social distance.
Yeah. Okay, Barbie Girl on the
Autobahn.
Okay,
Barbie Girl.
Why is your Porsche red and not pink? Come on.
I don't know, because like red is fury.
Okay.
And it's like you want to show people that you're like raging, but you also want to show them that you want to have a good time.
Okay. You know? Am I in this fantasy?
All right.
Can I ride in the passenger seat?
You can
please?
Be.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that makes it all right. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about it after I stop recording. We'll see what we're going to talk about next episode. Maybe I'll leave it up to Kim to pick something.
Sure.
Yeah. Cause,
why?
I mean,
why not?
Yeah, just because. I don't have anything else to say. So you guys can listen to the playlist, see if anything gets stuck in y'all's head. If it does, let me know. Let me know what song's got stuck in y'all's head. Email us, rocktalkhappyhourpod@gmail.com. I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun one.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I hope
definitely.
So. I had fun with this one. Yeah.
Yeah. I learned a lot. There was a lot of scientific shit on here. But anyways, so I'm gonna finish my beer and then we'll see you guys next week. Later. Yeah.
Cheers.
All right. Later, guys. Bye.